So American Idol auditions came to town. Salt went out there on Friday morning.
Yeah.
With intern Paul. And we had this idea that maybe they should take a fathead with them. Might get some TV exposure. We put the Carson and Kennedy logo on it. Kennedy ordered this huge... It was like 4 foot tall.
It was like
60 inches. It
was was 5 feet tall. That was a big bad boy.
A big Katy Perry fat head.
Had a bunch of handles on the back of it.
Right.
And I go big.
So what is this first piece of audio we're about to hear from there?
So this is actually what I was doing down there because it was me and intern Paul down there. So I was actually talking to American Idol hopefuls.
Okay.
Salt down here for the American Idol auditions on the Common, and I'm here with Lydia. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You are the first person in line.
Yes, I am. That is very exciting.
Very exciting. What time did you get here?
3:30 in the morning.
Holy moly. Where are you coming in from?
North Brunswick, New Jersey.
What are you going to sing today?
Mama Knows Best by Jessie J.
Oh, can we get a little taste?
Of course, of course, of course. Just be the best, oh, my daddy said to me. Always use humor as your therapy. Yeah. Don't ever take life too seriously. Just do you, because you do you so perfectly.
Next.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Next. That's how they would do it on the show.
That's how they do it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So that's.
I would have asked her if she had a different song.
Yeah.
And then maybe.
Okay. I would have said maybe one that people recognize. Yeah. But that's just me.
Okay. So we're watching all of this unfold on television. There are camera crews down
there. Lines of people.
Oh
lines
my gosh! It was hundreds of people in line, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But we did not see you on television.
Well, I talked to intern Paul, and I was like, "Hey, your job today is to get when you see a camera, get in front of it." I said, you figure out a way, serpentine your way around there. So you guys called up. And again, we're down there, so I can't see TV. I don't know if we're on TV or not. So all I heard was you guys saying,
You see a camera, don't you?
And you know when the red light
turns on. Yes, but I
know
what it means like to get in front of a camera, right?
Yes, but I don't know. You can't see the TV there, so I don't know what shots they're recording, what shots are live. So he's wandering around with this 5 foot big.
Which is as tall as he is.
It's hilarious. And you see, and he's running, and the crowd's cheering him on, and it's hilarious.
That's awesome.
But I told him, like, you guys called, and we're like, hey, they don't see us on TV. I'm out here today, American Idol auditions. Intern Paul, you did a great job with the fathead today.
Think so.
You know, you were rolling around.
It was fun. I liked running by the crowd and making them cheer.
K&K were giving us a lot of crap because it was tough for you to get on camera. They said they didn't see you on any of the local news.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you were all over the place.
I was literally behind the cameras at all times.
Were they on when you were behind the cameras?
At all times. So
what had happened was?
Oh, you guys want your proof.
Do.
You want your
well,
proof?
Kennedy, how much did you pay for that fathead?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No.
How much?
$130.
Okay.
$130 she paid for that salt.
And here's your proof. I talked to one of the camera ladies down there.
Good.
I got her on tape talking about what a good job Paul did. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I am talking to one of the anonymous camera people out here today. We will not name her. We will not say which live news she is with. But she was actively shooting video all day. And what did you say to me about intern Paul and his giant Katy Perry fathead?
He's never going to get on TV. We're not going to put him on TV. We're going to avoid it. It's going to run around. And it's like, okay, next. So he's back there. We're turning around over here. We're not going to put you on TV, bud.
Wow.
How many times did you guys have to reshoot something because Dum Dum over here rolled in with his giant Katy Perry fathead?
For me, only once, but there were a number of cameras down here, so other people may have been more put out.
Okay, well, I feel gypped, frankly.
So, there was one point...
So they were actively avoiding him.
They were actively avoiding him. There was one point where there was a giant field, and the only thing that was in the field were cameramen.
Okay.
It was camera people out there in the field shooting video at the crowd because they wanted to get the giant line, so they had to back the cameras up.
Right.
Paul wandered over there with the 5 foot tall fathead and is serpentining between them. It was him, 2,000 square yards of ground, and three camera people.
And you couldn't get him on television.
Yes.
Oh, that is amazing.
So. Did you see him zigging and zagging through that field of cameras?
As a matter of fact, I was one of the cameras that he was zigging and zagging through. And it took me a minute to realize what was happening, and I was like, oh, I got this. Okay.
Did you wonder, like, Is he trying to be stealthy with a 6-foot Katy Perry fathead in the middle of a field with nobody else in it?
Now, it's funny that you should use the word stealthy, because it was not stealthy at all. It was very
clever. It was very clever.
If there was a cartwheel with the fathead, I would have gotten it.
Oh, I can't do cartwheels.
Man. So close. Sorry.
Time for some practice.
No, maybe.
I hope you got your footage, and I hope we didn't screw too much up.
We are good. We are good. You guys have a great one.
My apologies then, Saul. It sounds like you went through all the right moves to try and get
it. I wish I had the Pink Panther music for him walking with that fat head in front of the cameras, because it was hilarious.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.